Dateline Washington, Monday, November 3rd, 2008. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, the Congressional Battlegrounds. We'll talk with David Drucker of Roll Call one day before Election Day 2008 to look at the key Senate races that really will decide the margin for the next Congress. We'll also quickly get his thoughts on what he thinks will happen on the House side in Tuesday's elections. Also in this edition of Dateline Washington, the case for John McCain. Alex Conant, press secretary for the Republican National Committee, is with us to make the final pitch for the Republican nominee before Tuesday's vote. Plus, why you should vote Democratic. Michael Lewin, our good friend and former chief of staff to Senator Joe Lieberman, is here to explain why he's voting for Barack Obama and thinks you should too. We'll bring you the closing arguments from the candidates themselves as well. That plus Monday's top news is straight ahead. We begin with the Congressional Battlegrounds and begin right now. My first guest in this edition is David Drucker of Roll Call Newspaper, the newspaper of Capitol Hill. We're turning to him one day before Election Day 2008 to take a look at what the House and Senate complexions may look like following tomorrow's vote and which states should hold the most drama on both sides of Capitol Hill. And David, thanks so much for being with us.
Pleasure to be here.
Let's start on the Senate side. We should point out that virtually every expert believes that the Democrats will retain control in both chambers of Congress. But looking at the Senate, where right now Democrats hold a 51-49 majority, it is believed that all the Democratic seats that are on the line are pretty safe right now. First of all, is that your assessment as well?
That is my assessment, all except Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. While I'm not predicting that she loses, the Republican there, State Treasurer John Kennedy, has made a legitimate race of it. John McCain is expected to win Louisiana pretty easily. That state did not end up as a battleground state of any kind, and it does tend to lean Republican in presidential races of late. And it's possible that Mary Landrieu could lose. But other than that, you are correct. Democrats are fine across the board, and the only question is, how many seats will they gain?
Well, let's look at some of the seats that are considered most vulnerable. Let's start with some of the open seats. Right here outside D.C. is Virginia, where John Warner is retiring. It looks like Mark Warner has a huge lead over his Republican opponent, Jim Gilmore. Both are former governors of the state. Other open seats include Colorado and New Mexico, both being left by retiring Republicans. Is that going to be a Democratic sweep?
Yep. Virginia might as well not even be a race. The only thing Mark Warner and Mr. Gilmore have in common is they were both ex-governors. They are both ex-governors, I should say. Mr. Warner is going to win. In New Mexico, Tom Udall, a current congressman there, a former two-term state attorney general, very well-liked, is trouncing Steve Pierce, who is also a congressman, Tom Udall in northern New Mexico, Steve Pierce in southern New Mexico. This has really never been a race at all. Tom Udall has been way out in front for most of this campaign and won't have any trouble winning on Tuesday. In Colorado, Bob Schaefer is going to lose to Mark Udall, Bob Schaefer is a former congressman from northern Colorado, and Mark Udall is a current congressman in the Boulder area, just north of Denver. And this actually was a bit of a race, and Bob Schaefer was reasonably competitive, and I thought, until about 6 months ago, had done a really good job considering a whole host of factors he had to deal with in Colorado structurally. But at the end of the day, Mark Udall simply ran the better campaign and is benefiting from a Democratic wave and a real possibility that Barack Obama is going to win the presidential race in Colorado, and a Democrat hasn't won Colorado in quite a while. And also Bob Schaefer, because of the position he was in structurally and with the political atmospherics, really had to run a perfect race, and he didn't. And even though Mark Udall is probably more liberal than Colorado is, he's a lot more likable and just comes off as a lot more Colorado, quote, end quote, than does Bob Schaefer, who's a nice guy and is really smart but can rub people the wrong way personally.
Well, let's look at some of the other races now that are expected to gather a lot of attention tomorrow night. And let's stay out on the West Coast since we were there. Like talking about these last couple races in New Mexico and Colorado. Oregon is supposed to be a state where Democrats believe they have a chance. Gordon Smith, the incumbent Republican. Jeff Merkley is the Democratic Speaker of the State House. What's the latest there?
I think Jeff Merkley is in line to win this seat. And I think it should be noted that Gordon Smith has run a great campaign, made very few mistakes, none that really matter. He, at least the past, I'd say, 2 years in the Senate, has really voted and governed like a centrist, and has always had a bipartisan reputation, has worked really well with his Democratic seatmate, Ron Wyden, the other senator from Oregon. What's happened in the Beaver State the past couple of years has made things difficult for Gordon Smith, and if he loses, I really don't think Jeff Merkley can take much of the credit. And that's not to take anything away from Jeff Merkley, who had never run statewide and has done a decent job and is a good guy. But the truth is, you know, 4 years ago, 6 years ago when Gordon Smith last ran, 4 years ago, Oregon was really more of an even Steven state when it came to voter registration. In the last year, it has become a 10-point advantage in registered voters for Democrats. That has really turned it from a toss-up kind of a state, a competitive state, to a state that is a Democratic state. And also President Bush's numbers, while really bad nationwide, are even worse in Oregon than they are in most places. And it's just the kind of thing where you have a blue wave happening in Oregon, and it's hard for Gordon Smith to overcome that. Barack Obama is probably going to be John McCain by double digits in Oregon, and Senator Smith is overperforming John McCain's numbers by leaps and bounds, but it's just a tough hill to climb. If anybody can do it, Smith can. But Merkley also, with the help of the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, he got a lot of advice and strategic help and financial help from Democrats in Washington, D.C., and he's taken advantage of that help. Hasn't really committed any horrible gaffes, and he's probably going to win.
Quickly up to Alaska, Ted Stevens obviously convicted on 7 counts of making false statements in his Senate financial disclosure forms last week. He was in a neck-and-neck race with the mayor of Anchorage anyway. What's the impact of the verdict up there as far as you can tell?
Impact is he probably loses. Now, Alaska's its own little, its own little island unto itself sometimes, and heck, Ted Stevens is an institution. The International Airport in Anchorage is named after him. And I suppose if, there can ever be a surprise in a election year, and this year, we've seen some surprises here and there, I suppose this could be a surprise. But my general rule of thumb in politics is people don't vote for crooks. People don't vote for other people who they feel may have, embarrassed the state or their district or what have you. And I just think that if Ted Stevens had been acquitted, I think he probably would have won that seat, or at least I would have told you he was a slight favorite. But the fact that he was convicted on all 7 counts, that it happened this close to the election, I think it's a hard climb for him. If anybody can do it, he can, but my money would have to be on Begich.
Let's look at a couple other races real quickly before we talk about the House briefly. First to Minnesota, always a theater for politics there, if anyone remembers the Jesse Ventura governorship in recent years. But, of course, this year we've got the comedian, the former Saturday Night Live sketch artist Al Franken, running against the incumbent Norm Coleman. There's also a third-party candidate drawing pretty well there named Dean Barkley. Minnesota is probably one of the toughest states politically to predict in the nation, but what's the momentum look like?
This is a hard state to gauge, and if Norm Coleman was running against more of a standard Democrat, somebody who didn't have Al Franken's history nor Al Franken's demeanor, I'd probably say that Democrat was likely to beat Norm Coleman on Election Day. But because Al Franken is perceived by many in that state as being mean and not quite what you would want out of a senator in terms of his personality and his history, and because Norm Coleman has run a really good campaign and been working since day one of this election cycle, I'd say this is one where Republicans might be able to pull off, in a sense, what would be an upset. This state's pretty Democratic. It's probably going to go heavily for Barack Obama. Unlike 2004, when President Bush made it competitive, even though he lost the state, John McCain didn't have the resources to make this competitive, let alone the political environment and all that stuff. And so I think it's going to come down to how many voters break for Dean Barkley, who's been able to stay above the fray a little. He's the one guy not fighting with anybody. How many people break for Dean Barkley as a place to park their vote, and how many, just say that, God, I'd like to vote for a Democrat, but I can't stomach Franken. If Norm Coleman wins, I won't be surprised. If he loses, I also won't be surprised.
Real quickly, 2 other vulnerable Republicans, John Sununu in New Hampshire and Elizabeth Dole in North Carolina. Which of them has the better chance of survival?
John Sununu. He's closed hard like he claimed he would all along. He's still behind, as far as I can tell. I still think that New Hampshire is Democratic-leaning, where it used to be sort of toss-up, competitive and quirky. And I think the fact that it's a Democratic year, the fact that Barack Obama is probably going to win this state, is what could pull Gene Shaheen over the top. And I'll give Sununu this. He said all along that he was going to close and make it a race, and he did. And who knows, maybe he gets it done. Elizabeth Dole in North Carolina, I think, is going to lose. But she's not going to lose because it's a Democratic year. She's going to lose because she's Elizabeth Dole. She hasn't been home to her state much in the past few years. And people know that, and this is not the kind of environment where you can take your constituents for granted. Elizabeth Dole also didn't run the best campaign of all time, and so I know Democrats will talk a lot about the fact that they won North Carolina as proof that people have rejected Republicans, and they have, at least for now, rejected Republicans, but Elizabeth Dole would have won anyway if she had been a better senator.
And in our last few seconds here, David, most people expect Democratic pickups in the House. What kind of margin?
I'm looking at 25 to 30 seats, and I know some people are using the spread 27 to 33 seats, and I can't say they're wrong. I think some Republicans are hoping to keep it at a cap of 20, but clearly the Democrats, I believe at last check, as of the end of the day Sunday, the National Democratic campaign arm for House Democrats had spent, I think, $75 million on independent expenditure advertising. The National Republican Congressional Committee, the House arm for the campaign arm for House Republicans, had spent just like $22 or $23 million. I mean, they're getting their rear ends kicked in when it comes to message. And you know, I think there are a lot of people that would still have been open to the Republican message when it came to these various House races that they'll lose. But the thing is, in many of these races, they only heard one side of the story. And when you only hear one side of the story, that's the side you tend to go with. So Democrats are going to gain big. They're aided by Obama. They're aided by the environment. But I think more than anything else, they're aided by their advantage and resources.
David, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thanks so much for helping us take a look.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
David Drucker of Roll Call. This is Dateline Washington.